Hey.
Happy Monday.
Good morning, everybody. It is Monday, May 11th. How was your Mother's Day now that you're a mother?
Yeah, your stepmom, man. As of, yeah. It's a year now, huh? A year and a month or two?
Yeah, this was my second Mother's Day, but it was all about my stepdaughter's 16th birthday. That was 100% the theme of the day.
Oh,
the
so it's not really about my, yeah.
Because it was her 16th birthday and we had a big scavenger hunt planned and it was a big fun day. And that was like what we like put all of our energy into all weekend long.
Alex, I know you always go to El Paso for Mother's Day. It sad not being there with Lupe Franco?
Totally sad. But I still sent them food. My mom was like, don't send them anything. Don't send her flowers. She don't want any contact with people. So I saw that P.F. Chang's was doing contactless deliveries for Mother's Day.
Wait, you sent your mom P.F. Chang's?
Oh, yeah. And that's what my wife got, too.
That's awesome.
You sent your wife P.F. Chang's, too?
Yeah. Yeah. I asked my wife on Saturday. My wife said, I asked her, I said, what do you want desperately right now? And she didn't hesitate. She said, P.F. Chang.
Oh, that's what she said she wanted.
I said, okay, this will work. And I was like, okay, that's easy. And I said, it works for me too. And I was ordering for my wife. They had a special menu for four. And I was like, wow, this is cool. And then I saw like you get it in all their locations. And for some reason, El Paso popped up. I'm like, well, guess what?
Mama
Franco's going to get the P.F. Chang's Mother's Day lunch/dinner. And I'm going to throw in a little slice of some cheesecake for her. So,
fancy. I just sent my mom donuts.
That's good though, man.
It's 7:30 in the morning.
At least you did something. That's the thing. It's just such a weird time that it's like I felt so bad yesterday. Yesterday just sucked. I can only imagine
you,
how it felt for moms. Yeah, at least your mom's in town.
Yeah, she's been under quarantine. I'm not allowing her to come over to the house, but
did you yesterday?
Yeah, you know, she's like, you know, I just want to be there. I mean, life ain't worth living if I can't be with my loved ones. And, you know, we try to be careful and healthy and everything. We take all the precautions, but she's like, I just want to be there with you guys.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I noticed this weekend a lot of people are kind of opening their bubble. They're still social distancing, but it's like, when is the right time to have family? When's the right time to see people? You know what I mean? It's like, don't feel alone like you're the only one, because a lot of my friends opened up and did the same thing this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I think there are certain
things did it
for your mental well-being, but it's like, you know, Storm and Target or the Greenbelt. I mean, I've never seen so many people on the Greenbelt in my entire life.
Dude, did you see yesterday in Austin? Here in Austin, like five parks had to close
because
they were capacity.
Wow. It's crazy.
Isn't that nuts? Because of Mother's Day, people just wanted to get out.
I get it. I get you want to get out. So there are some things that I think, you know, if you're going to take, like, for instance, having my mom over, I mean, if that's a risk, I guess we're willing to take for our mental well-being and for, you know, she sent me a message. She was there literally all day long, and she sent me a message saying how grateful she was and how much she really enjoyed the day, and it was great.
Nice. That's awesome. Was it nice seeing her? You haven't seen her, I mean, since this all lockdown
went
down.
Yeah, it was really nice. That's, I think, awesome. The kids enjoyed being with her. So anyway, hope you had a great Mother's Day as well. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. A Mother's Day that could have gone horribly wrong for one woman didn't. We'll tell you about it next on Mix.
Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
So here are some things that you might have missed over the weekend. America Ferrera is a mom of two.
Yay!
36-year-old actress announced the birth of her second child, daughter Lucia Marisol, on Instagram for Mother's Day. Lucia Marisol Williams arrived on May 4th to give me my Mother's Day hugs and kisses herself. Mama, Dada, and Big Brother are over the moon to welcome her bright light to our family. Unfortunately, we had some deaths this weekend as well. Actor Jerry Stiller, best known for his roles in Seinfeld and The King of Queens.
No.
So sad, man.
Father to Ben Stiller has died at 92. Ben confirmed that on Twitter. Roy Horn of Siegfried and Roy passed away on Friday. I'll tell you guys, let me just break it down and why this touched me to the core.
Okay? Did it touch you because of the Tiger King series?
No.
Oh.
So, and is he the one that was hurt?
Yes.
He's the one that almost got meat eaten by his tiger?
Well, he wasn't eaten. According to him, the tiger, Montecor, saved his life.
Oh.
So what was happening is back in 2003, they were performing. Roy stumbled and fell, and the tiger grabbed him by the neck and took him off stage.
Oh.
So he felt that the tiger was saving his life. He loved these animals so much.
Right.
So who knows? I mean, but
like a mom takes away the cub, the mom or the tiger took away him.
Right.
I got you.
And by the way, Montecore ended up continuing to live with them until he finally passed away, but he has no ill feelings towards these animals at all, or didn't.
Had no ill feelings.
That put an end to their Vegas run, which had been a staple of the Mirage for 13 plus years. So me, before I lived in Las Vegas, traveled to Las Vegas a lot and saw virtually every show in Vegas. And I will tell you that I don't know a single Vegas show that was more magical than Siegfried and Roy. It was just absolutely incredible. Not to mention the fact, y'all know how much I love Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson did the theme for Siegfried and Roy.
Everything's impossible, nothing's concealed. Everything here is more real. What is fantastic is all in your hand.
Yeah.
Who creates wonders like nobody can? Siegfried and Roy.
This is my favorite part right here. After the show, they played this, and I honestly stayed till the very end.
Of course you did. What hotel were they doing this at?
At the Mirage.
Booker. Mm-hmm. Are they lovers?
Yes.
So that's really sad. He lost his partner this weekend.
Lost his best friend. Yeah.
Oh, man. And they were not performing, right?
No. That's no. Bummer. You know why? I mean, he could have, because Siegfried was a magician. Roy was the animal lover. He said there could be no Siegfried without Roy and no Roy without Siegfried.
Aww.
Also, a rock and roll pioneer, Little Richard, died Saturday. He was 87.
Mm.
I mean, no offense or anything, but I was like, dang, he was still alive?
Little Richard?
That's what I thought.
I thought the same thing.
Jerry Stiller was older than Little Richard.
And he looked better than Little Richard, I thought.
Yeah, he did. If you don't know who Little Richard is, you probably do. He's got a ton of songs.
Seriously, how was he still alive? I thought he was 150 years old. This is amazing.
I know.
I mean, you know him, right?
Yeah, I used to love this song.
Even my mom in her 70s said the same thing Sarah said. I didn't know he was still alive.
Well, it's not like he shows up on anything ever.
Over the weekend, Khloe Kardashian thought it would be fun to waste one of the things that stores have been running out of. Guess what? What item did she waste?
Toilet paper.
Exactly.
Really?
She TP'd her sister Courtney's house. And then Courtney the next morning took video of it and posted on social media calling the prank genius. And guess what happens next, y'all? Social media totally calls them out for being tone deaf when so many people haven't been able to find toilet paper and other essentials. I mean, seriously. I mean, the toilet paper you can find now is like the generic. You know the Kardashians will be wasting the good stuff, the Charmin, the thick stuff. What's crazier is that their mom, Kris Jenner, posted on social media saying that she's going to help Kourtney seek revenge. And if you go down and read comments on Twitter, someone joked and said that their mom's going to probably fill Khloe's swimming pool with hand sanitizer next. It's not funny, but it's funny, but it's so Kardashian-like to do.
So I haven't had this much excitement in months. This is what I come out to. This is what Mason and Coco do when they have a sleepover. This is actually genius.
I read that Kanye and Kim are living on opposite ends of their palace so that they don't get, you know, angry at each other.
Yes.
That weird white home that they live in that's cold and looks like a museum. And
that how do you raise kids in there and not get dirty?
I don't know
what I'm saying?
John Krasinski had another epic Some Good News episode from this week. So there was a wedding. By the way, if you're not watching Some Good News from John Krasinski, do it, because it's just so good. So he reunited the entire cast of The Office to surprise a newly married couple, Susan and John, who held their wedding virtually with John serving as the officiant. And they did this whole wedding proposal that was oddly familiar. It was The Office inspired. And so Krasinski invited their families to join them via Zoom, but then they had something else in mind. The actor nominated himself to be the honorary best man. He introduced Jenna Fischer, who played Pam, his love interest on The Office, is the honorary maid of honor. Zach Brown performed a special song during their virtual ceremony. And then after officiating their ceremony and making their marriage official, John Krasinski and Pam, well, Jenna Fischer, were joined by literally everyone. Steve Carell, Mindy Kaling, BJ Novak, Rainn Wilson, Angela Kinsey, Ellie Kemper, Kate Flannery, Ed Helms, Oscar, literally Creed. They were all there. They all then danced to Forever by Chris Brown and recreated the show's spontaneous wedding entrance individually from their respective homes. So if you don't watch The Office, just know the entire cast, it was like deep, like not a single person was missed.
America Ferrera gave birth to a baby girl, and Ben Stiller's dad passed away, as well as Roy Horn. Khloe Kardashian TP Courtney's house during a toilet paper shortage, and John Krasinski and The Office reunite for a virtual wedding. That's what's trending. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mick. I'm sure by now you guys have seen the Adele photo on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
She posted in honor of her birthday, and she does not look like the Adele we used to know.
Nope.
She has lost.
I see what you did there. Alex, did you see what he did there?
Oh, my God. Ah, okay, I got you.
I'm not even sure what I do there.
Song lyric?
Oh, I thought that was Gaultier.
Oh, wait, was it?
Oh, that's true.
Damn! you got me all confused.
Anyway, Adele in this photo is mind-blowingly different than before.
Okay? It's unbelievable.
She is noticeably thinner. However, since then, a debate has begun on social media over whether it's okay to compliment a person, specifically a woman, mm-hmm. for losing weight. Now, ladies, this is why they wrote that book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, because we cannot figure y'all out to save our lives.
Yeah, all these years still can't, and right. We never will.
When you ask us to compliment you, or how do I look in this, or whatever, we're not exactly sure how to answer, because right. Just when you think you got it all figured out, there's this monkey wrench that's thrown into it. One would think, okay, as a guy, I'm just offering you a little insight as a guy, one would think that the comment, wow, you've lost so much weight, you look great, is a compliment. But now they're saying, according to many things that I've read on social media, that that is not appropriate anymore. You're not allowed to say that. Mm-hmm. So, Sarah, I have invited my friend Jamie, who is very active on social media as an mm-hmm. Instagram influencer. So let's start off with you, Sarah. I'd love to hear your thoughts as to whether or not it is okay to ask a woman, compliment a woman specifically, for losing weight.
Well, first of all, no one's asking Adele how she feels. So everybody all getting upset for her is nonsense, because at the end of the day, it only matters what Adele thinks. You know, I once have encountered a friend who lost a ton of weight, and I was like, oh my gosh, you look so great. And she got upset.
Really?
She's like, are you saying that I didn't look good before? And she was upset because a lot of people were coming up to her and saying she looked so great. I think she had other things going on that just things were being triggered.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my gosh, right now I'm working my butt off on the Peloton, and I sure hope that when I come back to the office and y'all see me for the first time, someone says, dang girl, your butt looks lifted. I mean, please, because I've been telling you I've been working out. You know, please compliment me.
I'm not sure that telling a married woman that her butt looks lifted is appropriate either.
Right.
I know.
But you're saying it is. So.
Oh, man.
But I mean, it's just, it's all nonsense. Look, Adele has obviously worked very hard at whatever she is doing. And to say, wow, you've obviously been working hard and we can see results. I don't see anything wrong with that.
All right, Jamie, agree or disagree with Sarah?
I definitely agree. And she hit, you know, the nail on the head. It's really up to how Adele feels. But I can tell you this, as someone that works out very hard, we want in general to be complimented. So whether you spent a lot of money to look really good or you spent a lot of time on a Peloton to look really good, I think it's really important to let the woman in your life know that she looks good. But I think the point here is don't compare to what she used to look like. Mm. Don't tell Sarah her butt looks way better than it did before quarantine. Just tell her her butt looks great now. Instead of comparing, like, Adele, you were really big and fat and now you look awesome.
Yes.
Be like, you look awesome. You look happy, and keep it in the now. But I definitely think most women out there, and men too, probably, you work hard at something, whether it's waxing your truck or working out hard, you want to be complimented on it.
Well, I think Adele has looked great in every phase of her life. Don't you agree?
But then I was talking to I take offense to that, Sarah. Every phase in her life? I'd be so mad if you told me that. Alex, you look so great every phase in your life.
You're
when
fair,
you were fat and alcoholic and when you were eating burgers all the time. Alex, you would look great back then, but you look better now. Gosh.
I feel so bad for Adele, because this happens in Hollywood where people get used to a celebrity and the way that they look. and they relate to them in the way that they look. This happened to Jonah Hill too.
Oh yeah.
I had a friend who told me the other day, like, I'm kind of sad because I really related to her and really liked how she was not a size two, but was this powerful woman, and it was all about her voice. And I was like, I mean, she can't win. My gosh.
Right. She can't.
She can't win.
Less than being thin for pure aesthetics, she lost weight probably to benefit her health as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Boy, her poor ex-husband, though.
I know.
I mean, seriously. What? This is the ultimate throw it in your face.
That's
goodness.
Like the Khloe Kardashian revenge body.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
But see, now y'all are saying that.
Oh,
but
look
now,
what we did.
Yeah,
oh.
See? You're saying that she's much better now
that
she's lost weight.
But that's not what I meant, but I can
but
see
that's
how
exactly.
His current record is 1,399 wins with just 122 losses this morning. Sarah and I are rooting for Mark. Mark lives and works in Round Rock, where he's a mechanic. Let's welcome him to Austin's favorite game.
Can't be Booker!
Here we go. Let's play Can't Be Booker. I'm leaving the room, and Sarah's about to ask you five pop culture trivia questions that she has written. I'll make it super fair. I don't know what they are. I'm not going to be able to hear anything, but when you're done, I'll be back. I'll answer the same five you did, and whoever gets more right is going to win. Okay?
Boom.
All right. Let's go.
All right, Mark. Mr. Brad Booker is out the door.
Okay. Question number one. Blac Chyna is 32 years old today. She has a baby with what Kardashian?
Rob.
Okay. Harry Potter star Rupert Grint and his wife welcomed their very first child. Who did Rupert play in Harry Potter? Hint, he has red hair.
I can't believe I can't remember this one. I don't know.
Okay. Ariel Winter cut off the tip of her thumb while cooking and accidentally threw it away. Blech. She starred on what ABC sitcom?
Modern Family.
After reuniting the cast of The Goonies, Josh Gad is now hosting a Back to the Future reunion. It'll air today on YouTube. Finish the classic Goonies line, Goonies never say what?
Die.
And finally, last night was the second Disney family sing-along. Katy Perry sang Baby Mine. Baby Mine is from what Disney movie?
I don't know.
Okay. We will bring him back in.
Booker! Hey.
Hey.
What's going on here?
He got three right.
Three?
Yeah.
All right.
Question number one. Blac Chyna is 32 years old today. She has a baby with what Kardashian?
Well,
it's
pretty easy to figure this one out, Sarah, even if you don't know. But it's Rob Kardashian.
That is correct. Harry Potter star Rupert Grint and his wife welcomed their very first child. Who did Rupert play in Harry Potter? Hint, he has red hair.
Ron Weasley.
Yeah. Ariel Winter cut off the top of her thumb while cooking. The tip, I should say.
Just the
tip. And accidentally threw it away. Ariel Winter starred in what ABC sitcom?
Modern Family.
That is correct. After reuniting the cast of The Goonies, Josh Gad is now hosting a Back to the Future reunion today for YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Finish this line from The Goonies. Goonies never say blank.
I don't know. I never watched The Goonies. Goonies never say sorry.
Goonies never say die.
Oh, okay.
And finally, last night on ABC was the second Disney family sing-along. Katy Perry sang Baby Mine. Baby Mine from what Disney movie?
Dumbo.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank
How about me?
You.
Such a kind of boring song, to be honest. But, you know, she's about to be mom. So she said she wanted to sing a song that, you know, was about being mom, that she watched a show, like she watched a movie with her mom back in the day.
Gotcha.
4 out of 5, Booker.
Well, there you go. Thank you so much for playing, Mark.
I tried.
You did.
I'm Mark, and I can't beat Booker.
All right.
Good try, man.
Thank you so much. Coming up next is Waiting by the Phone. We're going to hit the archives for a great one. Thompson apparently asked Ashley on their date, hey, you still have that college cheerleading uniform? But I don't even think that's the reason she goes to them. We're going to find out why. Waiting by the Phone on the way next on Mix 94.7 and streaming in the radio.com app.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Everything's going bankrupt. The Gold's Gym went bankrupt this week. Hertz is going to go bankrupt. J. Crew, of course, that's understandable. When half the country is desperate and unemployed, you don't want to walk around looking like a yuppie.
We're going to get there. We're officially going to get to the point where we start dating again and therefore ghosted. In the meantime, We are going to continue playing some of our favorite Waiting by the Phone episodes, and this was a really good one. So Thompson contacted us because he had a great date with Ashley, but then we called Ashley, and she didn't see it that way. It's a Waiting by the Phone rewind.
Sarah, Alex, say hi to Thompson.
What's up?
Hi.
How are you, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
Thompson is waiting by the phone for Ashley, who you went out with and seemed like a good date, right? So often is the case.
Yeah, I thought it was great. We met on Tinder. We had a lot of things in common. I thought we had a good date. I took her out to a wine bar, you know, trying to be all classy and stuff. And
all classy and stuff. I like that.
Yeah, yeah. And I called her back again to see if she wanted to hang out, and she just said no. I mean, that was cool that she didn't just ghost on me, but
oh, that's good.
But I just wanted to know why. I didn't know what happened.
All right, well, Thompson has given us Ashley's number, so let's call her right now and find out what happened, okay? Hopefully she'll tell us.
Hello?
Hello, is this Ashley?
Yes, this is Ashley.
Hey, it's Booker, Alex, and Sarah with Mix 94.7. Don't hang out because we want to put you on the radio. We have a couple of questions for you. A segment we do called Waiting by the Phone.
Smile, Ashley. It sounds like you're all angry.
All I did was answer my phone.
Oh, you're really not mad?
Not yet. What's going on?
Hey, we're calling you because a guy by the name of Thompson reached out to us. I want to tell you he's on the phone. I think he's still on the phone. Thompson, are you there?
Hey, yes.
He said that you guys went out, met on Tinder, and had a good date at the wine bar. And when he asked you out again, you said no. And he was like, well, what happened? What went wrong? And wanted to get more answers. And I guess you didn't feel like talking to him about it. So we thought, hey, we'd try to help him out. So we're not on anybody's side. We just want to help get answers. And maybe you want to get something off your chest. Did something go wrong, or was it just not a connection? What was the deal?
Okay, wow. Thompson. And I'm sure he made you pronounce the P, right? Thompson, because you're not allowed to say Thompson.
Thompson. Okay.
Thompson. He did correct me a few times on that. That I probably maybe would have gotten over if it was just that.
Okay, all right. What else happened?
Okay, so I'm not sure what he told you with his version of the story, but we went to a wine bar, which would have been really nice.
He did tell us that.
Okay, cool. Except that he drank a lot. Like, a lot.
What's a lot?
He had a good 5 glasses of wine, like the full, like, you know, 9 or 10 ounce glasses of wine in a 2-hour.
No wine glass has that much. Come on.
He just started getting really, really loud and cussing a lot, and people just kept looking over. I felt really uncomfortable, but then he just started talking in movie quotes at some point in the evening, and he just kept going, guess what movie?
What?
I don't know. Then Thompson gets up to go to the bathroom, loudly proclaiming, I'm going to the bathroom, which is whatever, but he comes back, and he's like, I took the dump. I'm like, no.
Stop it.
And it was a joke anyways. I immediately said joking. I was just joking.
Hey, no girl wants to hear about your business in the bathroom, even if you try to make a funny joke about it.
Like, is this for real?
That's happening? Disgusting.
Wait, yeah, why would you even say that, Thompson, whether you're kidding or not?
I don't know. I don't know. We, you know, if I could take one thing back, that would be it. Obviously, it didn't come out as funny as I thought it would when I said it.
All right. Factor in all of those things. The day just did not go well for you, Ashley.
It was kind of embarrassing, to say the least. I think that he's perfectly nice and fine, you know, when he's not drinking. But that I felt really embarrassed, honestly. And, I almost forgot. I can't believe I forgot this part. At the end of the night, he goes, so do you still have your cheerleader uniform from college? Oh, gross.
That's what you kept talking about. You kept talking about how you were a cheerleader in college like that. I mean, it wasn't like I just asked out of the blue.
Yeah, you asked that, like, later on.
Okay, so Ashley, we get it. Thompson, too much wine, movie quotes. You announced that you did your business in the bathroom, and you asked her if she had her cheerleading uniform from college still. So I guess all in all, that was just too much.
Wish him the best.
Well, good luck to you both.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.